I'm Jeremy Richards, KUOW 94.9 Seattle. The Puget Sound is full of kayaks and canoes and paddleboats and houseboats. But to have fun on the water, you don't have to cash in your retirement fund. Dave Friant is the author of The Cardboard Boat Book. In it, he teaches you how to build a sturdy kayak out of cardboard, duct tape, and paint, all for less than $100. Dave's been creating cardboard boats for almost 26 years, since he first took an engineering class challenge at Bellevue Community College. I recently met up with Dave at the UW's Arboretum to see what makes these paper boats seaworthy. It's not exactly boating season, so it's pretty cold and rainy in Seattle on a March morning, but I thought it might be fun to go and meet up with Dave Friant. When I got there in the parking lot, he was just pulling out this about 7-foot-long box out of his truck. As you look closely, it's angled at the edges and tapered off at the ends and kind of kayak-shaped. Well, not a normal kayak. It's more angular and boxy. And on the side, it says thecardboardboatbook.com.
Have you had any particular run-ins or interactions with people out boating on one of your cardboard boats?
It's funny you say that, because right here where we are today at the Arboretum with the freeway in the background, many summer days I've been out here paddling around in my boats when these high-tech, expensive kayaks will come by and look at me and go, gee, what's that? And I'll say, it's a paper boat. And they'll stop, they'll back up, they'll look at it. You gotta be kidding me, that's a paper boat? It's like, yep, it's a paper boat. Of course, they're in these kayaks that are probably upwards of $2,500, $3,000, and I'm in my less than $100 paper boat, having as much fun as they are.
And Dave didn't just dream up this idea for cardboard boats out of nowhere. The tradition actually goes way back.
Well, I think if you look at the history of paper boating, you can actually go all the way back to ancient times when boats were made with papyrus reeds, which were used to make paper. Now, that's kind of stretching it a little bit. But companies in the United States back in the 1800s that literally built canoes and boats out of paper. It was a little bit different construction. They would simply make a frame and then laminate paper impregnated with resin around the frame until it set up. But there have been attempts to do it throughout history, but there has never been a book written on how to build a boat out of a paper material. So this really is the first of its kind.
Dave's personal history with cardboard boats goes back to 1982. He was taking this engineering class at Bellevue Community College, and the professor said, okay, class, I've got a challenge for you. You get 6 by 6 feet square of cardboard, some duct tape, a little glue maybe, some paint. Now build a boat and take it out on the water. Try not to sink.
What happened when you first took that boat out with the other students? Can you set that scene for us?
Well, the first time we took it out was actually at the class get-together at Lake Sammamish State Park. Yeah, I had developed a little way to get in the boats close to the shore, so I put these director's chairs in the water, and then I would lean on the armrests of the director's chairs and lower myself into the boats, and that's what everybody ended up using to get into theirs. But the thing that was immediately obvious about mine was it was very stable, and it was moving through the water, as my professor says, like a water bug. And the others, people would get in them, you would see that they weren't fairly confident that they were stable, and some of them would fall over. And I've got a video on my website that actually shows a guy getting in his boat, and it literally falls apart right there before he even goes anywhere. And so then, as the day progressed, we had to paddle out around this little dock and back in, and that was kind of the end of the event. And all of the class boats went in the dumpster at Lake Sammamish State Park, except for mine. I took mine home with me, and I ended up using it some more that summer until I then expounded on the original design and made it much bigger and stronger now that I wasn't limited to the amount of material.
In that original engineering class challenge, what was it about your boat that kept it floating while the other boats ended up sinking or getting all wet?
Two things. As far as handling the buoyancy and stability, it was basically the shape that I came up with, applying the principles of fluid dynamics and all the things we were learning in college at the time. And as far as the structural soundness, as you can see, the boat is made up of triangular shapes. And the way this boat comes together, it simply folds up from the cardboard, and as it comes
from
together...
From all of Dave's engineering jargon, it sounds like the boat is chock full of science, and it certainly looks sturdy, but I'm not stupid. I'm going to have him do it first. He shows me how he lowers into the water and starts paddling around.
What I do is I sit on the dock, put my feet in the front compartment, and then turn while holding myself and trying not to let the boat hit the dock, of course. And then slowly lower myself into the boat. Just like that.
Looks easy enough.
So I'll just take
it looked like he had pretty good control of the vessel. And Dave's an experienced boater. One year he took the cardboard boat out on opening day of boating season right along the Montlake Cut while the yachts and other vessels are just zooming past him, and the water's really rough and choppy, but he said he pushed it to the edge, and it held up pretty well. But today, he's just paddling in circles.
And to get out of it, I simply lift up, sit on the edge, on the inner beam, and then just carefully get myself over. Of course, I've done this a number of times, so...
Would it be safe for me to try it out?
It sure would.
Okay. Would you be able to hold the microphone?
I sure would.
Okay. I'm going to take my cell phone and my wallet out of my pants just in case.
Good idea.
Hold on. All right. Feels comfy enough. This is carpet.
Yep. Got it carpeted. A nice padded car seat.
All right. Just paddle around a little bit.
There you
go. Try not to get too far from you.
You want to turn the paddles the other...
Oh.
There you go.
I was so concentrated on, wow, I'm in a cardboard boat that I got the paddle backwards. But once I got back into it, I could picture myself zooming off, going past Husky Stadium, coming back, cutting through the tall weeds, seeing a few rare herons, going past I-5. But today it's pretty rainy and cold, so a couple of circles is enough for me, too.
Lovely day for a boat ride.
Well, this is Seattle.
Yeah, I don't see any other kayakers out. Wusses.
Nope.
Whoa. Would that damage it if I hit one of those metal spikes?
Well, it depends on how hard you damage it, but I've damaged it to where I've had really soggy spots, and I just let it sit for a little bit and put a piece of paper tape over it and repaint it, and it's ready to go again.
Okay.
There you go.
A little bit soggy, but I'm okay. That was fun.
You've done paper boating.
I have now... Do I get my paper boat certificate?
Yeah.
It's kind of chilly, so we'll try not to keep you too much longer. But I want to get an idea of why you want other people to be going out and building their own cardboard boats and going out on the water with these. What about that excites you?
I think the fact that it's just a project that you can do. I think these days we're so... based on buying disposable things. We're a consumer-oriented society. And here is something where you get back to the basics. You can work together as a family, as a group, and build something that you can actually use and enjoy and look at it and say, hey, I built this thing. I didn't just go out and buy it.
Right on. Well, maybe someday you can build a really big book that has the instructions, and the book's made out of cardboard. So once you master the instructions, you can turn the book into a boat.
You know, that's an idea. There's so many, you can't imagine how many people give me ideas. But I do have a design on paper called the Seafair Special. And it holds four people. It has a stereo. It has a cooler. And someday I'm going to build that boat.
Right on. You're going to have to invite me aboard.
Sounds good, Jeremy.
Well, thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Dave says it just takes... about 6 hours on a spare weekend, less than $100 for the right kind of cardboard, the glue, the paint, the whole shebang. It doesn't sound like much work to do, so the next time I'm at a cocktail party, I can just gratuitously reference my boat. Oh yes, that reminds me of the time I was riding out in my boat. Cardboard boat. But I could just make up for it by wearing an ascot and a fancy hat. Dave Fryant is the author of The Cardboard Boat Book. For more information, visit KUOW.org and search for Cardboard or Boat. I'm Jeremy Richards, KUOW 949 Seattle.